You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
All right, let's start with the Olympics.
Wrong Olympic theme.
Is it?
This is not the Olympic theme I put in.
No?
This is in your incognito mode.
No. No, this is incorrect.
This is the Olympics.
This is the, Sorry about that. A couple of hours ago, U.S. shooter Vincent Hancock earned a gold medal in men's skeet. So we'll get to the medal count in a few minutes, but the skeet shooters did very well. Not only did we win that, but we also swept that event because on the women's side, Amber English of USA won the gold.
Skeet.
It's not too bad. I got to tell you, I was watching the qualifying yesterday for the swimming. Yesterday afternoon, the announcers are not the same. The swimming announcer for the qualifying didn't sound like he knew what he was talking about.
The players are ready to take the swimming field. And they're swimming. They appear to be doing the forward stroke. My neighbor has a pool. I'll take a dip if I know they're on vacation. It's neck and neck, and it looks like Canada won. Oh, no, they're going back the other way.
Yeah, so it just seemed like they didn't and I've seen a
Boom
lot of
goes the dynamite.
I've been to a lot of swim meets. It just didn't seem right, you know.
That's
so
a good point.
Anyway, but fortunately they got the good announcers just in time for the big events last night, including swimmer Caleb Dressel, who is trying to win 6 golds for Team USA. And he has one under his belt now as the men win the 4x100-meter freestyle relay. Now, while they won, Katie Ledecky, who was quite the star at the Rio Games and just a phenomenal swimmer, she came up a little short to Australia's Ariane Titmus. Titmus beat Ledecky for the gold in the women's 400-meter freestyle. Ledecky finishes second to secure the silver. Earlier in the day, Team USA basketball not off to a good start. And not only that, but boy, you really miss spectators for the basketball. Listen.
Final 7 seconds here. Lillard puts it up. Holiday, no, and that will do it. So France has beaten the United States.
It's like 10 people there.
In the first game in Pool A, final score 83-76.
And the announcers don't even sound pumped. Now, contrast that with the swimming, where I guess they had a few more people, but not many, but they pumped sound in.
Another upset here in Tokyo, unless Katie Ledecky has something to give in the last 5 minutes. She's not going to go and go and see the Australian. Titmus with a huge upset, 356-69 in front of Katie Ledecky. Ledecky holds her world record.
How come they cannot do that for the basketball? And actually, those guys need to have the mics louder for the swimming.
Is the swimming indoors or outdoors?
It's indoors, but so isn't the basketball.
Yeah.
So there's no reason why they can't figure this out.
Well, the new thing is they are now considering letting spectators come into the outdoor events.
Well, they did yesterday. I watched the decathlon? I think it might have been. Guy from Norway came out of nowhere, beat the guy from Germany who was the odds-on favorite. And I had a laugh because, you know, that's a grueling race. And when they finish, the guy from Norway, he can't believe that he's going to win this race. And he looks much older than the guy from Germany. And he breaks through the finish line, grabs the tape, and falls to the ground, just kissing the tape, holding it.
Yeah.
And then everybody else coming across. But the guy who finished second was in such great shape that he didn't collapse. He just was looking around. He hugged the guy who came in third. He congratulated the guy who came in first.
Wow.
Everyone dropping like flies. But the guy who finished second was in great shape when he crossed the start-finish. He just wasn't faster than the guy from Norway down the stretch. But,
And that has to do with the crowd?
The crowd line. Yeah. The crowd lined the streets for that because it was outside.
Okay.
So there was a crowd. The crowd lined the streets for that. So
they're considering letting crowds come into the venue for the events.
It's going to be interesting.
But only the outdoor events. So you come into the stadiums, but you can't
go
into like, the
swimming
pool,
or the basketball. Yep. Back to the basketball. Team USA, that's their first loss. The last time Ben Affleck was dating Jennifer Lopez was the last time we lost in the Olympics. A basketball team dropped a game, and it has happened again.
So
Ben Affleck's
clearly
dating Jennifer Lopez, and there you go.
And there you are.
So Team USA, they need to beat Iran and the Czech Republic in order to advance out of their group. As of right now, the overall medal count, the United States is number one. Japan is now number two.
Yeah.
U.S. has 7 golds, 3 silver, 4 bronze. Japan has 7 golds, 1 silver, 3 bronze. The Chinese have more medals than both of us. They have 15 total, but they only have 6 gold, which, of course, are valued higher, much higher than silver and bronze. They're at 6, 3, and 6. But, yeah, the games will continue, and we'll keep you updated as best we can. Team USA Soccer with a huge win in the CONCACAF Gold Cup quarterfinals. Game was tied at 0 in the 83rd minute when Matthew Hoppe of the U.S. right place, right time, header in. That was good. 1-0 would be the final. They will now face Qatar in the Gold Cup semis. So good job by Team USA Soccer. Despite 22 active sexual harassment lawsuits against him, Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson planning on reporting to training camp because he doesn't want to pay a $50,000 fine per day. He doesn't want anything to happen to his contract.
Mm-hmm.
And he is still demanding a trade. Not sure if that's going to happen. But if it does, there's a report that the Philadelphia Eagles have a 90% chance to land Deshaun Watson.
Oh, wow.
And all of his baggage. There's also a report that the Jets and the Bears are in discussions to trade quarterback Nick Foles from Chicago to the Jets to back up their new quarterback there, Zach Wilson. But keep in mind, Foles does very well when he's wearing green and white. He does very well when he's wearing green and white. The Patriots backup quarterback Brian Hoyer has been told his roster spot could be in jeopardy because he's refusing to get the vaccine. In addition, the Vikings want everybody to know they have not fired offensive line coach Rick Dennison, as reported. Dennison refusing to get the vaccine. They are continuing to hold active discussions with Rick in hopes that he will change his mind. And if not, maybe something at that point will be done. The Orioles completed the sweep of the Nationals by scoring 2 in the bottom of the 9th yesterday at Camden Yards. 5-4 victory. Domingo Germán of the Yankees tossing a no-hitter into the 8th before finally giving up a hit and a run.
Right.
And he was taken out, and the bullpen just gave up everything. The Red Sox beat the Yankees 5-4. Phillies stopped the Braves, Mets over the Blue Jays, and your Norfolk Tides on the road in Gwinnett lost to the Stripers 7-1. Before the fun fact, I want to give a shout-out to the folks at Stack 757. I was there for the Texas Hold'em tournament.
Game, yeah.
And I was very happy with myself. I lasted an hour and 37 minutes into the tournament
nice.
Before being eliminated. Which is great.
Where is this place at?
It's 6217 Portsmouth Boulevard. It's in a good section of Portsmouth, too.
Yeah,
it's not bad. And I will tell you, I had a ball, and all of the people at my table were really nice. They knew that I hadn't played in a long, long time, and I wasn't used to Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
And at one point, I don't know what I was thinking, but I said to the guy next to me, I got to stay in. Look at this. And I showed him my 2 cards, and he goes, I'm still in.
Oops.
I go, you are?
I guess
and
I'm
then
in.
He goes,
yeah.
No, not anymore. Anyway.
Oh, that's funny.
I had a blast. It was a lot of fun. So thanks, guys. Here's your fun fact. In several Chinese cities, companies operate what is called jam busters. Jam busters. Drivers in traffic jams who need to get somewhere urgently can call the jam busters. 2 people will show up on a motorbike. 1 will stay with your car. The other will let you hop on the back of the bike.
Brilliant.
And they will get you through the traffic jam.
Brilliant.
Jam busters.
Brilliant. Yep. Brilliant.